Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath. And let it out slowly. As you breathe in, be reminded of God breathing his breath of life into the first human. As you breathe out, just allow the concerns, the worries, the responsibilities, the things outside this space to just exit, trusting them into the loving hands of God. As you continue to breathe in slowly, allow the Spirit of God to center your attention on Jesus. In your own words, just invite God's presence into the next few moments. Invite his lordship. Invite his goodness, his love. Perhaps just picture Jesus knocking on the door. And you getting up and opening the door and inviting him in. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak through your word as we meditate and pray through it this morning. The author of Hebrews writes in the last verse of chapter 10, "We are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." Just taking a deep breath and think about that incredible reality that we are people of faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Take a moment, just allow God's Spirit to stir in your heart and your mind. Faith, the realities of faith, the intricacies of faith, the nuances of faith. We are those who have faith and preserve our souls. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. For he who promised is faithful. God, would you stir in our hearts the reality of your faithfulness? Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received their commendation. And we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are of those who have faith. Take in a deep breath and allow this truth to wash over you. That God has made us a people who have faith. That is who we are. It is a part of our ingrained identity in Christ. God, thank you that no matter how our emotions shift, how our doubt grows and subsides, how our fruit works in seasons, that we are people who have faith. Thank you that you have declared that over us. That you are followers, your church, your body, your bride has faith. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Us to live out of that reality, out of that identity, that we would be known as people who, by faith, people who, by faith, wake up and get out of bed. That people who by faith read and study and meditate on your scriptures. People who by faith see one another, listen to one another, love and serve one another. People who by faith demonstrate the gospel, spread your kingdom of love, life, and freedom. People who by faith work behind the scenes, unnoticed. People who by faith proclaim on the mountaintops as the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the city on a hill. People who by faith abide. People who by faith live on mission. People who by faith embody your life. Being your hands and your feet, the tangible presence of you in this world. Help us to embrace our identity as people of faith in you. Thank you for this time that you've given us to meditate on and pray through your word. Continue to stir your word in our hearts and our minds as we go from here by faith. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.